Hello, everyone. It's raining. It's not raining as hard as it was before, but yeah, you can probably still hear it a little bit. And it might get harder. I don't know. Just like you, you might get harder too, huh? Yeah. Sorry, I'm in a weird mood. a weird mood is, that would be correct. That would be a correct assessment. I've tried to make one of these a few times in the last week, and every time I tried, like, I had a point or something to get across, and, like, something that I wanted to get at, and by the end of the day, it was no longer fucking relevant. So I just have a whole bunch of rambles on my phone of me talking about shit that is no longer relevant. Oh man. So you get this instead. Yeah. What to say? It's been like a weird week or so. Like, kind of floaty, kind of fuck you, and, you know, and just kind of, okay, here's the thing, this bitch from real life, and that's how it always starts, right? This bitch from real life, and she's not actually a bitch, she's a girl that I knew in high school and was actually really nice to me. Like, I would still consider us, like, on friendly terms. But, like, bitch, you come into my DMs with shitty news that does not affect me at all. Why? Why? Why are you telling me this shit news when I... What? It's like, you're hurting me and I didn't need to be hurt. Hurt me more, dog. No, please do not. Like... I'm not serious when I say that, girl. Ugh. Ugh. Like, how dare you disturb my peace? I worked really hard for this, god damn it. I was, like, happy-ish. I think that was what happy feels like. I'm pretty sure. I'm not completely, but, like, I'm pretty sure that's, like, on that path of happy. And you gotta, man, how dare you? 'Cause, like, I spent all of September through most of December just having fucking breakdowns every single day. Just panic attacks and, like, sobbing for no apparent reason, having no idea what's going on, and just, like, trying to put my reality back together and not doing a very good job at all. Just totally gobsmacked and shattered. And I worked really hard to get this piece, bitch. Do not disturb it. Oh my god. And then, like, the nature of what she shared, like, I'm not gonna get into that, but, like, it's just, like, it was another level of the audacity of you. How fucking dare you? I find myself thinking that more and more as I get older and I interact with people. Or when I'm forced to interact with people, it's, how fucking dare you, is, like, usually one of my thoughts at some point. And, like, it might be a joke, or it might not, it just kind of depends, but, like, the thought or the actual phrase will come out of me. I don't know. Let's see. What time yet? Wow, really? I've only been rambling for like 5 minutes? Interesting. I guess I'm not very interesting, actually. Yeah, so I didn't really start this with any ideas like I did with the other ones because irrelevant by the end of the day. And like right now it's midnight, so a lot could change today. It's Wednesday, barely. I've got some shit I gotta do, and some other shit I gotta do, and it's complicated. It's complicated. That's the best way I can describe it. It's complicated. But we're just gonna try to ride it out. Right? That's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna try to ride this out because we don't really have another choice. I don't know. I'm tired of doing the right thing for people who don't fucking deserve it. Like, and I'm tired of people, like, mistaking any act of kindness I extend for weakness, because that is, like, gonna be a fatal mistake for you, buddy. Like, no. No, no, no. That's funny, but no. No, no, no. And so one of the reasons that I love masks, yeah, I'm one of those people. I love wearing a mask. Like, I've got a whole separate history that I can't get into right now with them, but now that they have become more of an accessory, I can embrace them in a way that I definitely could not before. And I like making them. I like looking at fabric for them. It's a stupid little fun thing that I like to do. I make them for myself, my sister, my mom, my grandma, like anybody who wants one, really. Really anybody who wants one. And it's just kind of one of those fun things that I do. But I also, it's like to coordinate my outfits, because obviously I need to coordinate my outfits. Yeah. Yeah. That's part of it. Yeah, where was I going with that? Was I going anywhere with that at all? Right, masks. This is one of the reasons that I love masks, because you can't see what's going on under them, and I can make whatever the fuck face I need to make to get through whatever situation I need to get through, which is, I really don't interact with people. I really keep it to a total minimum, and it's kind of, we won't get into that. Yeah. Like, I love masks because people can't fucking see my fucking face. And I know that sounds kind of silly, probably. But, like, there's something very freeing about being able to make whatever expression I need to make to get through the interaction, because sometimes I'm internally screaming and I kind of need to, like, scream a little bit silently, but that involves opening your mouth, and people can't really see you screaming internally, but with, yeah, I don't even know if I explained that well. I have no idea what I'm talking about right now. It's late, and I have a stupid early appointment. It's like a telemed appointment, at least, so it's like I can do it from my bed. There's at least that one small consolation. And we'll get it over with, and I probably won't remember it because I'll be too sleepy. And that'll be all fun. And yeah. Whatever. Whatever. We'll get the rest of it done too. I'm so over this project. I'm so over it. But yeah, a floaty week, a fuck you week, just kind of a weird week. Like, not bad weird, just weird weird. But that's okay, because I like weird. So, it works out. Yeah. And I think that's where I'm gonna cut it off for now. And yeah, hopefully something I said was fucking coherent. I have no idea. Bye.